On a night when Chuck Thompson was broadcasting Oriole ball games, he single-handedly changed the history of baseball broadcasting. For years leading up to this one night, when the Baltimore Orioles would find themselves suddenly in a very favorable position. Bases loaded with none out and behind 2-0. Back-to-back home runs, a close call at home plate that gave the Orioles a hard-fought, close and unexpected victory. At such heady moments, Chuck could be heard sending with unbridled joy through WBAL's powerful 50,000-watt coverage from Pennsylvania down into the Carolinas his homespun observation,
"Ain't a beer cold, baby!"
When the fans heard that, they felt as good about the game as Chuck obviously did. Then suddenly, on a date unknown in the mid-1970s, Chuck made a decision. Abruptly, he stopped using the expression. He explained, quote, "For some years in my game broadcasts, I had used the expression, 'ain't the beer cold,' when things were going especially well for the home team. I got that phrase from Bob Robertson, a spotter who worked with me on the Baltimore Colts football games, sponsored by the makers of National Beer. Eventually, I received lots of mail from the people in the Carolinas, the area sometimes referred to as the Bible Belt. These listeners felt they should not have to put up with my ad-libs about beer, with all the beer commercials they were already exposed to. I thought they had a legitimate beef, so I stopped using the line in the 1970s. End quote. For some fans, promoting beer through commercials was okay, but promoting beer every time the O's found themselves in a favorable position, the Orioles get hot, the beer gets cold, that was too many beer commercials for some listeners. But for others, they'll have another. So here goes.
And now this is Chuck Thompson saying, "Ain't a beer cold, baby."